Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for me to rest. Shikh Chai. Chev Fig, Vas Mikhal Dispans, Vas Vachos Hedea, Vis Hashlema, and Chet Vas Ruchem Tzvi, Vachos Hedea, Vachos Hedea, Vachos Hedea. We're in Perak Yedalet, Psukim Yud Zayin, Tuchof Aleph, and she was based in the Torah of Rene Rabbein, Rav David Zetzel. After the war, four kings against the five, Avraham Avinu was victorious. Ve'etzei Melech Stom Nekrasa, Achrei Shuv Mehakos, Kedor Alomis, and Lachem Sher Itoi, El Emek Shavei, Who Emek HaMelech, and the king of stone comes out to him after he returned from smiting Kedor LaOmer and the kings that were with him to Emek Shaveh, which is Emek HaMelech. Umalki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, Utzilechem, Yayim, Bukhoyim, Leliyah. Umalki Tzedek, the king of Shalem, brought out bread and wine, and he is a Kohen to the elevated, exalted God. Vayivarecheu vayoymar, Boruch Avram Leliyah, and Kanei Shemayim V'Aretz, and he blessed him, and he said, Blessed is Avram to this elevated God who created the heavens and the earth. Blessed is the elevated God who has delivered all your enemies into your hand, and he gave him a tenth of all. And the king of stone says to Avram, give me the people, and you could take the possessions. Adkan midivrei psukim. It's hard to understand what the hefsek is of psukim yudches tachof. Yudzayin tells us that Melech Stone comes towards Avram after he wins the war. And then all of a sudden the pasuk interrupts. Starts telling us, Malki Tzedek Mel Shalem, brings Lechem V'Yayin, he blesses him, etc. And then Melech Stom says to Avram, Tenli HaNefesh Rosh Kuchuch Kachalach. You started a story, and then like you lost track of what you were saying, and then you went back to the story. Leved L'Anyan, Eitzem Melech Stom came out to him, and he said to him, Tenli HaNefesh Rosh Kuchuch Kachalach. What is the Torah interrupting with two psukim that seemingly have nothing to do with the... They interrupt the flow. Pillay plus. Three psukim. That interrupt the flow. And another kasha. When he says, Tein li ha-nefesh, so it's mashma that Avram has to give him the nefesh. Why does Avram have to give him the people? Because they belong to Avram. And then it says, Rachush kachlach, take for yourself the rachush. It's mashma that it belongs to Melech Stone, and Avram has to take it. So he says to himself, Minei Ubeh. Does it belong to Avram or not? Tein li ha-nefesh implies it belongs to Avram. Rachush kachlach implies that it belongs to the king of stone, and Avram should take it. Pillay plus. Right there, we have Sukkim Chaf Alef to Chaf Gimel. Vayomer Melech Sodom al Avram, Tein li ha-nefesh Rachush Kachalach. Vayomer Avram Melech Sodom, Ari Mosi Yadi El Hashem Kel Elyon, Konei Shemayim V'Aretz. Avram said to the king of Sodom, I am lifting my hand to God, the exalted God who created heaven and earth. From a thread to a shoelace, I take anything of yours, and you shouldn't say, I enriched, I made Avram rich. Those are the psukim, that he swears that he's not taking anything. So we have to understand. He already said, "Imi chut v'atzroch na'al." Why does he add, "V'imakach mekol ha'shelach"? It's pshita. If he's not taking a chut and a tzroch na'al, he's not taking anything else. So why does he have to say, "V'imakach mekol ha'shelach"? So we have Rashi. Rashi there says, Shakarish Baruch Hu, Hifticha Ni Lashreini. Shema Vavarecha Vagadla Shemecha. God promised to make me rich. So therefore, you shouldn't say, I made Avraham rich. God promised to make me rich. Doesn't make sense. Because Rachel promised him. But it's not like the money comes down from Shemayim. It's like it starts raining $100 bills. That's not the way it works. So how's he going to make him rich? Through Melech Sdom. So with Pshat and Rashi, you can say, I made Avraham rich. God made Avraham rich. Seder, God made Avraham rich. But through Melech Sdom, it's my bayaka. Bigger tzarachim. We have to also understand, earlier on, when the mice of Paro, he happily took gifts. That was his whole intention. And besides saving Sarah. And the reason is, because that's a kiyum of the avtacha. Hashem's going to make him rich. And here now. So it appears as follows. That with regard to the zechiya b'shalal and the biza, there's a question here. If it's Mochemes Avram b'malachim mishum lot, if it is a war of Avram against the kings for the sake of Lot, it's his war and it's his rights to take the booty. Like other Mochamas that we see in the Rambam, Malachim 4:9, that you have a right to take the shalal. But if Lot is part of stone and Avram is saving him as part of stone, this is a war of stone. And therefore, Avram is fighting the war of stone. And Memela, his victory, is a victory of stone. And the shalal, the booty, is shayach to stone and to the king of stone. So is it Avram's war for Lot? Or is it war being fought for stone on behalf of stone? And all Avraham Avinu deserves is a payment for waging this war, like a mercenary gets paid. Let him get paid. The Baal HaShalal is the king of stone. And Avraham Avinu deserves payment. And this inyan is telling another inyan. And that is, if Avraham was chosen by Hashem to be an independent nation and to be the nation of Hashem, is included in this Bechira Lot, his nephew. And therefore Lot isn't shayach to stone. And Memela, the war on behalf of Lot, is not a war for stone. It's Avram's war. But if Chas v'Shalom, there's no Hashem, and Hashem didn't choose Avram as his nation, then Lot is included in stone, and then the war is on behalf of stone, and then the booty is shayach to the king of stone. So those are the two tzedakim. Is it Avram's the chosen together, and then Lot is included in that, and then it's Avram's war, or is it for stone because Avram isn't chosen? That's the question. Now it says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, they went to Emek Shavehu, Emek HaMelech. Rashi brings from the Medrash Rabbah, Shehushu Shem Kol HaUmos V'Mlichu Es Avraham Aleihem L'Nasi. So this is, what does it mean, Emek Shavehu, Emek HaMelech? Shehushu, that they all agreed to make Avraham Avinu, Emek HaMelech, to make Avraham Avinu the king. Torah Shlemer brings from the Medrash that the nation swore to him not to go after Avodah Zarah. That was their Makabla Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And Memela, Avraham Avinu is an Am Bifnei Atzmo, because God chose him. And Memela, this is Melchemes Avraham. If it's Melchemes Avraham, everything belongs to him. And that it says in the Psukim, what Malkit Tzedek said to him, Sheyesh Kel Elyon, V'asher Migein Tzarecha Biyadecha. So Malkit Tzedek comes to him and he blesses the God of the Most High. In other words, saying that there's a God, there's a Melech Malchi Amlachim, and you're his chosen. And Baruch Kel Elyon, Hashem Migein Tzarecha Biyadecha. So blessed is Hashem, who has delivered, as Rashi writes over here. And he brings him a verse in Hosea, chapter 11, verse 8. So, Sarecha, it's your enemies. In other words, this is your war. This isn't Stone's war that you were fighting. This is your war. And since it's your war, so you get to keep the booty. It's yours. That was the word of Malkut Tzedek. And Taka the Medrash Rabba, it brings in the Pasuk Hashem Migein Tzarecha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a lot in order to make these enemies fall before Avraham Avinu. So you see that this is Avraham Avinu's war. And it's Tzarecha. These are his enemies. Through Kel Elyo and Kone Shemayim Baratz. And in that it says, Vayitein lo maser mikol. Because it belongs to Avram. Because it's Mochemes Avram and he's Zorcha B'Shalo. And since he's Zorcha B'Shalo, so now he's Chayv in Meiser. So Avram Avinu has to give Meiser. Like we see in the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim 9:1. I have to tell you that Moren Rabbeinu had the Sefer Hilchos Malachim. We have a few dozen Shirim Siyata Tishmaya and Hilchos Malachim based on the Torah of Rabbeinu. And it is just Chikom Amtakim B'Kulam Machmadim. So Baruch Hashem, we had Shirim Malachim 9:1. I don't remember right now. Akopanim, it's Pele Plus. You can look there on what Rabbeinu writes in the Ber Miriam. But we see from this pasuk that Avraham Avinu was Metakin Meiser. And Taka, this is already a Mavur in the Al Shech and the Malbim, this Prat, that we just said that it's his Shalom, the Mela, he has to give Meiser. So this is Avraham Avinu's war. And the Mela, if it's Avraham Avinu's war, he's Nifchar Lios Am Hashem. He's an independent party. He's not just fighting. He's not just fighting Stom's war. He's fighting his own war. Of bringing everybody tachas malchus shemayim. That's taka the job of Mashiach. Bringing with tachas malchus shemayim. So it emerges according to this from these psukim, we see that Avraham Avinu was understanding that it's all his. That's why he's giving meiser, and that's taka the metzias. It really was all his. But Melech Stom had a different look. He had a different perspective. And the Shrab it says, Hishkitil with Kashi's love is not Ramallah Mate Rata, the Kiv Shanesh Vinitzalta. Afni Rati Lechemer Vinitzalti. And as he says, Ram Avinu, he starts wagging his tail. And he says to him, you went into the furnace and you were saved. I went to the Chemer, I also fell into the pit. Like the Pasuk says, and I was saved. In other words, he's Koifer in the fact that there's a God and that God saved him and that Avram Avinu is chosen and that God saved Avram from the Kiv Shanesh. I was also saved. I'm an Oyved of Zara. I in Rashi in Pasuk Yud, in the Ramban over there. Abazoi, it's all mine. Nothing to do with God, nothing to do with you. You're just a mercenary. And also we see in the Torah Shlem from the Midrashim, he wanted to give him from the Rechush. Because he said, if they would have killed me, they would have taken all my Nechassim. Now that you saved me, you could take the Nechassim, but give me the Nefesh. In other words, it's not because it's yours, but I'm paying you. And that's why the Pasuk interrupts with the whole story of Malkut Tzedek. The Fnei Sha'amar Ma Sha'amar Lo Melech Sdom. Before it got to what Melech Sdom actually said, it interrupts with the story of Malkut Tzedek. The Pasuk opens up and it tells us that Melech Sdom went in to tell him something. And then he says, the truth is, the Torah is telling us that it all belongs to Avraham Avinu. Before Melech Sdom speaks, the Torah is telling us it's all Avraham Avinu, and that's why it tells about Malkut Tzedek. From the story of Malkut Tzedek, you see that it all belonged to Avraham. That's why Malkut Tzedek is praising God, and Avraham is giving him Meiser, because it's showing that this was Avraham's war. It's Avraham's war fighting for the glory of God. This has nothing to do with, it's not Melech Sdom's war. And then it says what Melech Sdom said. No, 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 no. This was my war. So therefore, you deserve to get paid. And therefore, Tenli HaNefesh Rechush Kachlach, I'll give you payment. And he says, Tenli HaNefesh. In other words, what Avraham Avinu has to do, he has to give the nefashos to Melech Sdom. So based on what Avraham Avinu's thought, they belong to him. And he has to give it. So in other words, he's talking Avraham Avinu's Shprach. He's saying, Tenli HaNefesh, as far as you're concerned, you're giving me the Nefesh. You have to do a Pu'ula. So for you, it's giving because it belongs to you. But if Arachush Kachlach, And now he's talking Mitzad himself. Now he's speaking Maishbach. As far as I'm concerned, you can take the Rechush. He's not asking Avraham Avinu to do a Maisa. It's mine, and you're just taking. So when he's asking you to do a Maisa, he says, listen, Avraham, I'm asking you to do a Maisa. So I'll speak your language. Tehli HaNefesh, I want you to give me the Nefesh, you think it belongs to you. But then he says, when he starts talking about the Rechush, he's not asking Avraham Avinu to do anything. So then he says, I'm Oichel Tovis. You don't have to do anything. Baruchush Kachlach. In other words, as far as Maishbach is concerned, as far as I'm concerned, it belongs to me. So you could take it. But I'm asking you to do any Maisa. It's already in your possession. So you could take it. But that's the difference between the two Lashonas. Tehli HaNefesh, you have to do a Nesina because it belongs to you, because you think it belongs to you. And I'm asking you to do a Maisa. This is I'm asking you to do a Maisa. So he speaks Avraham Avinu's language. Yeah, you think it belongs to you, but I want you to give it to me anyway. And when he's not asking Avraham Avinu to do a Maisa, this is easier already. Then he can speak his own language and he says, listen, it's really mine, but you can keep it. So this way, either way, both ways he spoke, it's like a finding favor in Avraham's eyes. And then therefore Avraham Avinu will listen to him. So now we understand why he interrupted with Malki Tzedek to tell us the Emes. The Emes is that it all belongs to Avraham Avinu. But the Malstone didn't learn that way. Advar Meirim Kasapirim. The party doesn't end here, Rabbi say. It says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'yimichut V'atzorich Na'al. The Gemara in Soita, on page 17, writes, and also Chulin, 89a, that Rabbi Dalshins, that Nischal, that Avraham Avinu said, I'm taking a thread, I'm not taking a shoelace. His children, Mizrach, the two mitzvahs, the Chut of Tcheles and the Ritzu of Tfilin. So the Chayra, it's fair to verstehen, how to understand. He only didn't take a Chut and a Tzrech now. He also didn't take Kesef Izav. Why does he get only reward for Chut and Tzrech now? Befrat, according to what Rashi writes in Chul, the schar is, he wasn't nana min agezel. He wasn't nana from all the kesef in Zav. What's the schar in igezel of chut of surich now? Chut and surich now. So it would appear that the Rashi writes the sinyan of gezel. What do you mean gezel? It was his. He was koinim b'din shalom ulchama. He had a shir on that. So much Torah. But the din of shalom ulchama. When you take it, war is yours. Mazik ashul gezel. So we have to say, there's no iser gezel, but saif. It's being taken from others out there, Rishus, and it's called Gezel with regard to the fact that Avraham Avinu didn't want to be Nana. And since there's no Isser Lahedja, so he had to be Poyel Ba'atzmoy Kedei Limnoya Netila Zu. V'vor Ma Shekatub B'Pesuch HaVet HaRimoti Yadi Lashon Shvua. He had to take a Shvua. He had to go out of his way to make an oath that he's not going to take it. And we see in Parashas Ve'eschanan, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yavdi Mashbiya Yur Yetzeh. They were mashbiya their yetzer. And by Avraham Avinu it says, "Hai moisi yadi." So he has to do a pu'ula. He has to find means to be misgaber in his yetzer, and that's going to be through a shvua. And Avraham Avinu was poil ba'atzmai lakor miliboy schem des hamomim to be oimid b'nisayin. So therefore, he made a shvua. In a chinam, it's not mamish gezel, but it's still taken what doesn't belong to him. So he made a shvua. And what is he thinking when he makes the shvua? That Even gold and silver is like a chut nesrich now. It's all nothing. It's all on the same level as a chut nesrich now. Oh. So you're equating even the most expensive things with a chut nesrich now. So Jewish people were zochet to chut nesrich now, to tzitzis and to tefillin. In other words, by making stuff that's so chashiv, so unimportant, so irrelevant, so valueless, like a chud nisrach now, we rezeche from this chud nisrach now that something valueless like a chud nisrach now should turn into something so valuable like tzitzis and tefillin. Hadvarim meirim u'misamchim baruch Hashem. So according to this, it would appear that's only mitzad shu shaloi, mitzad shalom. Aval ein kan shalal, aval ein kan shalal, that's all. if it all belongs to him, it's a booty. But if there's no booty, so kum tois, that it all belongs to Melech Stone. Midaito nasan lo, vein kan inyan shel gezel. If there's no booty, then it all belongs to Melech Stone. And there's no inyan of gezel at all. And then Avraham Avinu gets schar for what he did for the Melech. And then Avraham Avinu says, not that you said kach lach. Anyway, imekach mikol asher lecha v'lo tomam, ani yasharti et Avraham. If it's begedor lekicha that it's shayach to Melech Stone, so that comes from a lack of emunah in Hashem who chose the Jewish people. And therefore, I am not going to take from you, because you're going to say, I made Avraham Avinu rich. Because you're thinking that it belongs to you, that you're giving me. If you think you're giving me and you're a kofer b'Hashem, that's the last thing I want to do. That's not the kiyum habtachas Hashem l'hashir es Avraham. Ein achinami. You can get your wealth elsewhere, but not with somebody who's kofer b'Hashem. Because the whole Nesina here is to show that it's, that there's no Hashem. He's showing this wasn't your war, Avraham, that you're waging for God, it's my war. So that you said, Verachush Kachlach, because you think that I'm taking because it really belongs to you. Ma pitom, I'm not taking Michut V'atzroch now. So you shouldn't say, I made Avraham Avinu rich. Because the whole Nesina here is Ani V'lo Hashem saying, Echinam, God can make you rich. And it's really coming from God, even though his means through, it's not going to fall from the sky. He's going to do it in by natural means, but not here. Here, this is not Akiyum Haftachas Hashem. It's not fulfilling Hashem's promise, because here it's being done through the denial of Hashem. So that's the Lashon HaPasuk. We have a kefil here. Imichut v'atzorich now. I'm not taking anything because it's mine. But I don't want to take because it's a shtickle gezel. You're right, it's Shalom Olchama. But as far as I'm concerned, it's not mine. So I don't want to take a chut v'atzorich now, and he makes a shvua for that. And he also says, v'imekach mikol asher lach, and if I take anything that belongs to you, in other words, it's sad that it's yours, and I'm taking what belongs to you, I'm not doing that either. So you don't say, ani asharti es Avraham. Pasuk pashut me'il kasapir, mu'irik. He's saying both. He's saying, mechut v'atzorich now, I'm not taking. As far as I'm concerned, that it's the way I look at it, that it really all belongs to me. But I don't want to take it because it's like a shtigl gezel, because sof, even though it's Shalom Lacham, it doesn't belong to me. And he says, Vaita, I'm not going to take anything that belongs to you, that you think belongs to you, and you're giving it to me, so you don't say, I made Avraham Avinu rich. And the whole word of me taking, getting rich, is to mekayim shuvas Hashem, and there's not a kiyum of shuvas Hashem. Wow. And in that it says in pasuk chav dalid, gevaldik, bil adai. What does bil adai mean? Shadal here writes to explain the word bil adai. Kmo azai. V'tamo, bal od v'lo od, lo zulat. That's what it means, bil adai. Bal od, no more, lo zulat, nothing else. And he writes in the name of the Radak over here, ve'ein yud lekinui. I don't know what that means. But what I do know is that means, except for the fact, Rak asher achlu ha-ne'arim, only what the young people ate. In other words, they went to war, and they had to eat, so I want to return to them their food. V'chelek ha-nashim asher achu iti, and the portion of the people who went with me, who are they? Aner eshkol u'mamrei, hem yikchu chelkam. They're going to take their portion. And Rashi here says, My servants took part in the battle, he and his servants, and he smote them, while Anan and his friends remained with the baggage to guard it. It's their share, and from him David HaMelech learned the lesson that the people who go to war and the people who stay back in the camp and guard the things is they all get the booty from the war. So Avraham Avinu says, listen, I'm Michael for myself, right? Like the Chafetz Chaim writes, on yourself. I'm willing not to take. But on Eshkar and Mamre and the Narim, they're going to get. By me, it's Gezel. By me, I don't want to take because it doesn't belong to me. And as far as I'm concerned, it's only Chut V'atzroch now. It's garnished. But I can't be machmir for them, that for them it's Gezel. Magielem. It's Din Shalom. And therefore it's coming to them. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Hei Miku Chelkom, it's their portion. Magielem, they deserve it. And therefore it's going to remain theirs. They're going to take Anar Eshkol Amam, they're going to take their Chelek. No, Moir Rabbeisai, this wasn't worth $10 million? Of course not, it was worth $110 million. All right, we'd like to revisit this parasha. There's so much more to say. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, and a beautiful, sweet Shabbos.